Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Every day, scientists are uncovering genetic variations that may explain why some people have certain diseases. One study focused on ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Because scientists now have access to a lot of DNA, they can compare genetic sequences to find what's different. For this study, the genomes of 20,000 people with ADHD were compared to 35,000 who do not have the disease.
They found 12 areas of genetic variation linked to ADHD. So the more of these gene variants that a person has, the more likely they'll have ADHD characteristics.
For example, some of the variants affect signaling pathways that normally allow brain cells to communicate with one another. If the variants result in interruptions to that communication, it may explain the brain changes we see.
Another group of genes play a role in language and learning. Also, people with ADHD may be inattentive and impulsive. These gene variants also overlap with those that affect educational performance.
Overall, this genomic study sheds light on the biology of the disease and may help provide new clues on how to help people with ADHD. It may also quiet the criticism by some groups that these kids shouldn't be medicated or can be fixed with a diet change.
We now know mental disorders are increasingly associated with multiple genetic variations, making the genetic risk 75%.
Making sense of this genetic information is the first step toward developing solutions for those who suffer.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.